This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's woman power and it has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators. Addressing a public rally in Bhopal, he said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror.
Pahalgam mein aatankiyon ne sirf bhartiyon ka khoon hi nahi bahaya, hamari sanskriti par bhi prahar kiya. आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है. ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है. काल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilya Bai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh. During the event, the Prime Minister unveiled a special 300 rupee coin released by the Union Ministry of Culture. The coin features an image of Ahilya Bai Holkar and was issued to honour her legacy. He also released a commemorative postal stamp on this occasion. Prime Minister Modi also presented the Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar Award to Dr. Jayamati Kashyap from Bastar in Chhattisgarh for her efforts to preserve the Gondi language and rescue women from human trafficking. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, which is currently on a visit to Colombia today, met Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Rosa Yolanda Viva Vincencio, and her senior colleagues dealing with the Asia-Pacific. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor said he expressed India's view of recent events and voiced disappointment at Colombia's statement, conveying heartfelt condolences to Pakistan. He added that the Colombian ministers assured him that the statement had been withdrawn and India's position was now properly understood and strongly supported. Mr. Tharoor said that India values very much the connection with BRICS, of which India is a founding member. He added that India is also very attached to the growth of the Global South, the countries of the developing world.
The President is quite correct. We value very much the connection with BRICS, of which we are a founding member. We are also very, very attached to the growth of the Global South, the countries of the developing world. And as far as India, which recently chaired the Global South, is concerned, we would love to march together on the adventure of development and progress.
Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said that Atmanirbharta in defence is critical, not only for preserving the strategic autonomy of the country, but also for achieving the broader goal of Viksit Bharat. Speaking at the defence conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India has transitioned from being the top importer in 2015 to becoming one of the top 25 exporters today. He highlighted that over 100 Indian companies are now exporting defence products, including missiles, rocket launchers, simulators, armoured vehicles, the Dornier aircraft, different types of ships and offshore petrol vessels to over 100 countries today. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a move aimed at bolstering public safety and disaster readiness, the directorates of SDRF and Civil Defence of Jammu and Kashmir would conduct a comprehensive civil defence mock drill across Jammu and Kashmir today at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, Punjab is conducting second mock drill under Operation Shield today. The mock drill will be conducted in the border state of Punjab to augment the civil defence preparedness against any hostile attack. In wrestling, Indian grapplers clinched 6 medals, including 4 golds at the Ulaanbaatar Open 2025 in Mongolia yesterday. Paris Olympian Antim Panghal led the charge with a dominant 10-0 win in the women's 53 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.